Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Geekax, and today we are going to talk about the mailbox. So there's something about the mailbox that a lot of people don't realize, and that is that it is postal property. This is obvious when it's a cluster box that the post office had installed and that the post office maintains. But when it is a private mailbox, there is a nuance to mailbox ownership that, like the mailboxes that people put in front of their house, that the post office, that is postal property. The person who bought that mailbox didn't actually buy it. They have purchased a lifetime lease on that mailbox, and that mailbox is postal property. And because of that, we control what goes in that mailbox. We have the exclusive right to use that mailbox for what's called mailable matter. Things like letters, advertisements, stuff like that. And so when you go to put your mail in that mailbox and you see an Amazon package in there, what are you supposed to do? Well, you are supposed to take that package out. Amazon cannot use our mailboxes. Neither can UPS, FedEx, OnTrack, any of those services that do shipping. They are not allowed to use the mailbox. And I've talked to plenty of the drivers who work for these other companies, and they are absolutely trained that they are not supposed to use the mailbox. They know they're putting it in there out of laziness, and they're taking advantage of the post office. You know, these other companies, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, whoever, they have a lot of flexibility in how they price and how they ship and how they structure their company. And it's flexibility that the post office just doesn't have. We have to go through our board of governors, and we have all these regulations that we have to follow. And so it gives us these big disadvantages in the marketplace. But the big advantage we have is the mailbox itself, and we don't want to give that away. So if you see that other stuff in the mailbox, please take it out. You're going to bring it back to the post office, give it to the supervisor, and they'll mark it postage due, and UPS or whoever has to come now and pick up that item at the post office and pay that postage. Do the supervisors do that? I don't know. I don't really check up on them. I know that my part is to take it out of the mailbox, and that's what you should do too. Anything that goes into that mailbox has to have postage on it. So that's packages, but that also applies to mailable matter, including things like flyers. So when that pizza flyer that would normally be a door hanger, if instead the pizza company or whoever they're, you know, having walk around the neighborhood to put those in the box or on the door, if they put them in the mailbox instead, you need to take those out because that should have been on every door direct mail where the post office gets that money. They can't put that stuff in the mailbox without putting postage on it. So you're going to take all those out of the mailbox, and then you're going to give some of those to the supervisor as well. And what the supervisor should do is call that pizza place and say, hey, you can't be putting these in the mailbox. And we actually have the option to charge them postage due as well on the estimated amount of mail pieces that they put in the mailbox. In my experience, that doesn't usually happen. One phone call is usually satisfactory to get it squared away. But again, don't let those people ride for free. If they want to put that stuff in the mailbox, they need to pay us for that. Now, the one exception to that is political mail. So political mail, political flyers also should be taken out of the mailbox because, you know, that stuff doesn't belong. They need to pay postage just like everybody else. But I have asked my supervisor, like, hey, do you actually want me to take a political flyer out of somebody's mailbox? And the answer that I got was, that's a bad look. You know, that could be seen as us having election interference or doing something inappropriate. And so I was told to leave those. But check with your own supervisor and see what they think about that. But everything else, again, the ads, the packages, if it doesn't have postage on it, it comes out. Now, as I said in the beginning, that refers to mailable matter. So other things like a teddy bear or a big stack of cash, or even like the invoice from the landscaper, that's all fine. That can go in there. A note from your neighbor, you know, like a handwritten note or whatever, that's not really mailable matter. And so that stuff can stay in there. But everything else that's mailable, take it out, bring it back to the station. All right, that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there.